This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto news, exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Hold on a second here. Let me have a drink. Hang on. Hold on. Okay. Oh, sorry.
Sorry about that, guys.
I'm eating my Y2K food. I just found out that it's got an expiration date on it. Josh Hancock joining us. Josh, welcome to the show. Do you have any Y2K food? I hadn't eaten all mine.
Really? Yeah. Are you in the bunker?
I'm in the bunker, man. What do you think? Everybody is.
Have you found the food?
You watch. Of course. I got my guns. I got my Y2K food. I got my bug out pack. I got my motorhome all loaded up. Got the machine gun mounted on top. We're going for it, man. Oh, my gosh.
There is no surprise in my face right now.
Let me tell you, we are in the midst of some weird times when General Motors, the proudest thing they've got going on right now is that they just delivered about 30,000 of those ventilator machines, and everybody's joking around saying, what's a 0-60 time? And, you know, all these kind of funny things. General Motors, by the way, hats off to General Motors for doing that. But I mean, what a weird time in history, brother. Seriously.
Man. Well, it's a very, very odd time. This is an automotive show. For the automotive industry, it's devastating. Forbes just did an article, and it said, will Ford have to sell?
No. Did they? Forbes?
Yep.
Forbes did that.
And basically, Ford has done all their credit lines. And, of course, they had, like, $30 billion in the bank. Mm. But even with all the new credit lines, which is another $18 billion, they can only last through September.
Well, that's if we were to continue on this ridiculous lockdown garbage. By the way, and I say that a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but I feel like the economy needs to get going again. But in Michigan, and I think her name is Governor Whitmer, she won't even let people buy seeds to plant their garden. If you go to the store and you try and buy seeds, ain't going to happen. Not legal right now, because she doesn't want anybody leaving the house. So I can't even imagine what it's like in Michigan for Ford Motor Company, General Motors, Chrysler, and any of the other companies that are there. Brembo Brakes, one of our sponsors, Dodge, one of our sponsors, everybody's in lockdown. I mean, that's why I'm in the bunker, for goodness sake. Hold on. I got to have another just bite of this rice pilaf. Let me tell you, I had to cook that stuff for 2 days, and it finally stopped. It was so hard, no way you could have ate it. But you know me, Josh, I don't waste anything.
Well, I think that when we talk about coming back and starting the economy, it's going to be about businesses that you're able to social distance at a bit. You know, they're talking about starting up the assembly line and creating an atmosphere where people can be far enough apart from each
other. Hold on.
So,
go ahead.
And, you know, I think that opening car dealerships and creating an atmosphere where you can have social distancing, I actually don't know why they closed in the beginning, because you can have social distancing in the car dealership. And, you know, I've been getting all these calls. I know, and again, we have the dealership that we talk about a lot down here, Galpin Ford. They sell actually 11 brands. They're one of the biggest dealerships in the country. They're being very aggressive with online sales
and
bringing your car out to you.
They got a brand new television show. Hold on.
Yes, they do.
Those are delicious, by the way. And that's what we're doing. We're doing a radio show from home, by the way. It's weird. Are you having that down in L.A. where all the news anchors are in their houses and stuff? Can we talk about that? Let's talk about that on the other side. No, I don't know what to do, but I will tell you one thing that Y2K food? You guys, if you have it, you better eat it. We'll take a break. It is The Drive. Stay with us. There's nothing in this world I wouldn't do. Hey, brother, do you still believe in one another?
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This song is called Big Yellow Taxi. Just a great song. Josh Hancock joining us. And Josh, I apologize. I finished that bowl of, 21-year-old rice pilaf. I had to boil it in milk.
Thank God. I mean, we're talking about how things are so different right now. But I don't think that gives you a green light to eat on the air.
Why not? Everybody else is the bad makeup. I watch TV right now. Bad makeup, bad hair. It's hilarious. Like, oh, that's what she looks like, and that's what he looks like in real life.
I think more so is, what were some of these people thinking when they turned the camera on and they've decided that it's going to be broadcast from the kitchen?
I know. You know? I know.
I mean, some are in like a very den setting with books in the background. It's lovely. Others have chosen, and you look, and they've got bad art. And you're like, wow, that's their art?
I know. I know.
I think art tells you a lot about people.
It's true.
I mean, I know you have like paintings of egg salad sandwiches and stuff.
Come on now.
Wall,
those were expensive. When an egg salad sandwich painting is so realistic, you go over and lick it, you better buy it, okay? You better buy it.
But, you know, there's this one woman in L.A. and she does the news and she's normally got the monitor with the words right on the camera. And now the monitor's off to the left. And her eyes are darting all over the place. And she's nervous. And I'm like, sweetie, you've done this for 23 years. You're, right. You're home. Relax.
Oh, the best thing in the
Obviously,
world is...
you're relaxed because you're eating. You're right. Next week, you're going to say, do you want to call into the food show?
No, it's going to be the bathtub show. And you'll hear the bath running. And I'll be sitting in my bathtub. It's a good thing it's not video. Right. But the funny thing is, Josh, it's like the national news, the big guys, you know, CNN and Fox and, you know, all these MSNBC. Yep. And you see these people and it's like, I hate to bring one guy up, but Chris Cuomo, you know, he got the virus. Right. And his brother, right. Andrew Cuomo, is the mayor in New York, whatever he is, governor. I don't know. Whatever.
Governor.
I don't live in New York. I don't know. But the point is, the other day, I think he quit CNN. Because of whatever. And he was doing it from like his basement. Whenever they would talk to him, you could tell he was in his basement. There was a stairway behind him. And then I guess he went back and begged for his job back. So, I mean, there's just a lot of weird stuff going on. Now, on the other side, back to the car business for a minute. And we're going to talk about it because I got Brian Moody coming up next. And I asked him to talk a little bit about what if I can't make my car payment? So there's one side of it. The other side is tons of good financing deals on cars. Oh, my gosh. Right?
Amazing.
So,
and here's another part of it. I mean, you've got that aspect of people who can't make their payments and don't know what to do. You've got another side of it is we're seeing 2020 Corvettes with markups at the dealerships. The biggest one, cars.com carried this. The biggest markup, they want $160,000 for a car that has an MSRP of 96.5.
Oh my gosh.
They right now, and these are dealership ads on cars.com are getting $20,000 to $30,000 over sticker because they've only produced 2,600 cars.
Okay, here's my thought. Here's my thought. Most of us know that this thing, it's kind of a bit of a bell-shaped curve, and we're already, I think we're on the top of the bell-shaped curve, maybe even a little bit over the edge to the kind of the downslope. And this thing is going to come to an end. And those, you know, there's the haves and the have-nots. And the ones that are the haves are still living their lives, you know, normal. They have lots of money in the bank, maybe. And they're still buying toys and buying homes. And who was it that said, when people are greedy, I'm cautious. When people are cautious, I'm greedy. Who was that? It wasn't me. It was one of the big billionaire guys, not Gates. What's Gates? Yeah. What's Gates' buddy? I can't think of his name. But anyway, I look at it. The greedy people right now, I should say, are the ones that are actually out there spending money buying things because everything is discounted. So I don't know that actually that kind of greed is actually bad. It's just like, hey, it's an opportunity. They're the opportunists. They're looking at what's going on. And they're like, property is good. Cars are good. Cars and prices are good. Yeah. I guess I'm a little bit of an opportunist when it comes to that because, what were you going to say?
Well, I want to shift this conversation a little bit.
All right, hold on. Let's do it on the other side of the commercial break then, for goodness sake. I got a commercial break coming up. It's been fun talking to you. You've been a good guest, but you're done. If you're trying to change the direction of the show while I'm talking about Y2K food.
Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to get us off rice pilaf. That's all.
I like my rice pilaf. You're listening to The Drive. Stop trying to derail my show, for goodness sakes. We'll be right back. We'll talk cars. I promise. Give me that rice pilaf, please.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
You tell Josh not to derail the show. Oh, we're back on? Oh, they're talking in my ear. We're doing this from home. It's like everybody else.
As if it isn't obvious, you're doing it from home. It's unfortunately that we happen to hit you at lunch. Is the problem.
Lunch? What do you mean lunch? It's early in the morning. It's breakfast. I'm just eating lunch food because it's Y2K food. Right. I'm not letting it go bad.
But one thing I know about you is you have a perpetual snacking habit.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah, I've gained 13 pounds in the last 9 days, by the way.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm fatter than I've ever been. America is going to need Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers is probably going off the hook right now. But anyway, joshcar.com. I don't know what to talk about in the car business these days.
The point that I wanted to make, picking up from where we left off, is, you know, I talked to lots of people. I still am talking to lots of people about their cars right now. And I just hooked somebody up, actually, for a Mustang convertible, the new high-performance package.
Nice.
And they did it all online. The car was delivered to them. My point here is that I think that the ultra-high-end brands, the very premium brands, and I'm talking about Bentley, Aston, Rolls, are going to get hurt by this for a while because people are not going to want to show their wealth.
No, I agree. And my personal chef didn't come in today. By the way, honey, can you please turn off the stove over there? That rice pilaf, it's smoking. Rice pilaf's not supposed to smoke, is it? It's smoking. Turn the fan on, please. Turn the fan on. Okay, we're good. She's got it. You're right. I agree.
We're still on the cooking show.
I'm sorry. So, when you got to do the show from home.
I've got a guy with a 911 cab, and his lease is up, and he's like, if I can't get exactly the same car, I'm going to do something else, and I'm going to do a lesser car. because I don't want people to know that I changed cars.
Stealth wealth, by the way. It's hard to say with rice pilaf in your mouth. Stealth wealth is what it's called.
We've been searching around for a car that matches his car so people don't know he got a new car. And then he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to get a Porsche. I'm going to get something a lot plainer because I've had to lay off so many employees and I don't want to show up in a new car. And if I do, I want to show up in something less. And I think this will be a trend after this is over for a while. I'm not saying it's going to go on forever. It'll go on for 6 months to a year.
Can you hear that on the air, by the way?
Are you going to react to that, or are you going to ask for more condiments?
Let me tell you, when you're eating, you have to focus on, you don't want things falling on the floor.
Do you not believe that to be true?
I don't even know what you said, but I agree. I agree. Absolutely 100% agree. Anyway, I'll have to listen to the show now.
And now we're seeing these Corvettes go over sticker. I get that because there's plenty of Corvettes. Fans out there that there's only been 2,600 produced. This is really sad for those guys because it's a brand new car and they really want one. I get it. But in the general populace, I know somebody else that canceled his Corvette order because he doesn't want to show up in that car right now.
I understand. Okay, so I was tracking with you a little bit and now I'm back on track because I finished my rice pilaf. So the thing is that I still think that on maybe, I don't know, maybe June, July, August, everybody's going to have a total different outlook on all of this stuff that we are thinking in our not-so-clear minds right now. It's like people take a chill pill. I think the world is going to come back to some semblance of what it was. We will all have a little bit different outlook on life. And it's a good thing. I personally think it's a good thing. We should be a little more conscious of life. And I do believe that some good is going to come out of this. All things work together for good for those that love the Lord, as my dad would always say to me, trying to bring me back to,
but
you know.
Fundamentally, we're talking about the CDC saying nobody should be shaking hands from now on, period.
Oh, that is absurd. That to me is completely absurd.
I'm going to tell you, I understand your personal beliefs, but I don't think in June, July, August, or September people are going to be shaking hands.
I'm going to, not only am I going to shake your hand when I see you, you better run. I'm going to tackle you and I'm going to give you a French kiss on the mouth because I don't believe any of that garbage.
I get it, but it's going to get into people's psyches. Business will come back, it'll be fine. But we are going to be more careful about germs.
Josh.
And that's just the way it's going to be.
Josh, don't say anything. Quietly buy stock in Purell. Because Purell is going to go up.
Believe me, I know what you preach and I know what you do.
What are you talking about?
You probably just bought a car from a nurse who can't afford it anymore.
Do you know, I did just buy a car from a nurse. I did. God. I honestly did. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? I'm glad that the... Yep. Just, Jan, set it outside. It's still smoking, Josh. I think that batch of rice pilaf's bad. Just set it outside.
You know,
it stinks. It really stinks when it burns.
That we've been fringed on your day.
Well, no. I only did this with you because I got Brian Moody coming up next. I wouldn't do that with him.
Yeah.
You know.
No.
We're friends. I get away with this. Now that the show is underway, I got all my shenanigans out of the way. I'll have a nice segment with Brian
right,
Moody.
Well, you know, nobody else is going to call you a perpetual snacker either.
That's right. Josh Hancock, joshcar.com. Thank you, Josh. You put it outside.
Thank you, Al.
It really smells. Yuck.
Stay sane.
Oh, you too. We'll be right back.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Well, our show brought to you in part by What If I Can't Make My Car Payment? .com. Yikes. Well, anyway, welcome back. That's actually not what it's brought to by. But here's the situation. A lot of people are worried about that right now. So Brian Moody, executive editor of Autotrader.com, is here to talk about what if I can't make my car payment? And then he's got tons of financing deals on new cars for those who want to buy new, and the 12 best new cars for 2020. Brian, how you doing, brother?
Good. How are you?
That's
a hot topic, right?
Right? I'm doing good. Actually, a friend of mine sent me something. I said, I've been looking for a Kia Telluride, white with dove gray leather interior, for months. We have found one, and I'm not going to tell you where because somebody will go, oh, I'm going to go buy that. But still a very popular vehicle, but it's not all-wheel drive. We want all-wheel drive on the one we're looking for, but I'm kind of hoping that there'll be some financing deals. So I know we're going to talk about, you know, stuff like that coming up. But what if we can't make our car payments right now? What do you got for us?
Well, so it varies from lender to lender. And I think that in this case, you're probably better off if you have, and I know what I'm saying, that like you can't go back in time and change what you did. But in this particular case, it might actually work out well for you if you have a loan or your car is financed through the manufacturer's lending arm. So we usually call that the captive financing division or something like that. And really what that means is if you purchased or leased a car and you have your loan through Nissan Motor Credit or General Motors or Ford Motor Credit, probably that's going to work out better for you because they own the process. They, you know, they can do what they want. And there's a good chance that if you can show that I can't make my car payments due to the current coronavirus type of situation, I lost my job, I'm not getting as much business, there's a good chance that they're going to work with you. At the very least, you may be able to get deferred payments for a short period of time. And so what I would suggest is immediately, like, don't wait. Don't wait till you can't do it. Don't wait till, you know, because you're embarrassed or whatever, like immediately call the finance company that has your car's loan and they'll be able to work with you in some way. So I would say the first step is just say, call them as soon as possible and say, listen, I don't think I'm going to be able to make my car payment. I didn't foresee this happening. What can I do to, you know, keep my car? Because sometimes people, most of the time people need that, but I still want to be able to make the payment. I just can't do it for the short term. And see what they say.
You know, interesting point. This morning, we got a text from our insurance company from the agent, and we know her. She's a nice lady. And she said, hey, hope you're doing well during this difficult time. Just wanted to let you know that XYZ Insurance Company is going to be offering all of our customers a 15% discount on April and May insurance. We're starting to see that these insurance companies and car companies and mortgage companies are going to be offering these types of deals. You may have already gotten some sort of a text message or an email from, you know, one of these folks, but I agree. GMAC, General Motors, Ford Motor Credit, whatever, you know, Chrysler Credit, whatever it is, reach out to them. And guess what? The squeaky wheel gets the grease. I think that's what you're saying.
And let me give you a couple of examples, if you don't mind.
No, please.
So just as a, and this is by no means complete. This is just a high level. Acura, you might be eligible for payment extensions, payment deferrals, or late fee waivers, and you may be able to get a 90-day deferred payment. So that's a pretty good situation to be in. And the same with Mitsubishi. Mitsubishi owners and lessees can get up to 120 days of deferred payments for vehicles financed through Ally. That's their, you know, their division that they use.
Right.
Prospective Mitsubishi buyers can get up to 90 days, and that's more of an incentive. But you see, the point is that if you already have a car and you are afraid you're going to be in a difficult position, listen, 90 days of deferred payments, that could really make a big difference.
Big time, big time. All right, so, and I will tell you, I was tempted on Facebook. Of course, there's lots of Facebook ads these days. Maybe too many, but I won't go there. But one of them that slid by was GMC offering 84 months financing with 120 days no payments. So if you go out and buy a new GMC, you don't have to make a payment for 6 months or 4 months. What is it? 180. Yeah, 4 months. But 4 months and then zero interest for 84 months. Like, what? I got to go buy a new truck. That's a good deal.
So, Alan, what I hear you saying is that at heart, you're a saver.
Oh, baby. When a sale happens, I buy six of them. I think the word is hoarder.
That's true of other brands, too.
Right.
There's 72 months, 0% on Jaguar Land Rover. There's, 84 months for some GM, 72 months for Kia. You know, there's a lot of these programs out there. One of the things that, and so Nissan is offering 0% APR, for example. One of the things that I think you do have to consider is not to get too all fired up by the big numbers. If you're buying a car like a Chevy Spark or like a low-priced car, and you're stretching the payments out that much, you might be wondering, like, hey, how far past the warranty period am I still going to be making payments?
Right.
How quickly will the car depreciate? Because 0% interest is 0% interest. If they're loaning you money for free. So, of course, take advantage of that when you can. But be cautious about overextending the period because you don't want to be in a position where you're still paying on a car that's worth the least it's possibly worth, or maybe the warranty has expired. That's not picking on the Chevy Spark. I'm just saying with any car.
Well, and I agree with you. And that said, I'll take a little commercial break. I want to come back and talk some more with you. But here's the deal. My last new car I bought I think it was a 96-month extended bumper-to-bumper warranty. It was like, I don't know, it was $2,400 or something for a, I think the car was about $89,000. But that is the protection you want, because if you do get long financing, you need to have an extended warranty program that I bought through the manufacturer, by the way. Financed it right in with the deal, knowing I wasn't going to keep the car that long. I'm about 18 months is the best I do with any car. If I go 3 years, I fell asleep at the wheel. I want a new car every year. We're talking with Brian Moody, executive editor, autotrader.com, autotrader.com. A lot more going on there than just people buying and selling used cars, that's for sure. I'm Alan Taylor. It is The Drive. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us. Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Thanks to our friends at Brembo. Brembo Brakes, the choice of champions. And you can buy Brembo at buybrembo.com, just so you know. Also, thanks to our friends at Subaru, the new Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. You know, if we didn't have our sponsors, where would we be? We appreciate them during these difficult times. Brian Moody joining us right now, executive editor, autotrader.com. So now you know a little bit more about what happens if you can't make your car payment. And you know, there's lots of really nice financing deals out there. My goodness gracious.
One more little thing. Let me add this, if you don't mind.
Please.
If you have a leased car and it expires during this period and you don't want to go down there and deal with it, you can also get a lease extension. It's not free, but it is something that they'll do without charging you extra. So
wow.
Just FYI.
Oh, that's good. Great. This is great information. All right, let's move on to, and we'll have about 5 minutes in each one of these segments to get through 12 of the best new cars for 2020, starting with wherever you want, Brian Moody.
We have them alphabetically because we didn't rank them in necessarily okay. of, you know, what do you say, the best or...
They're all the best. Each one is a winner, is what you're saying. Yep.
Well, you know what we did, and here's why we did that. Because I felt like the people don't really shop by just, oh, I only buy Toyotas. Now, some people do, but not everyone does that. So we have a variety of cars all in, you know, different price categories, that kind of thing.
Right.
One of them is the Kia Telluride. So you mentioned the Kia Telluride before,
yep.
and that's on the list. That's an amazing SUV. Like, I'm going to just say this, that it's probably the best three-row SUV on the market, like, no matter what. I think it's that good. Here are some others that you might want to check out.
Well, hold on. You know what's funny?
Out?
What's really funny about this is you and I are car guys. I don't know about you. Is your wife like a car gal? Or is she just, you know?
No.
And mine either. She could care less. But let me tell you that I've offered, and I tried to trick her, Brian. I know you. I've told you this, and now I'm completely screwed because I bought her a Mercedes-Benz ML350 Blue Tech diesel. Beautiful car. Nope, don't want it. And I thought, all right, because I happen to be, I'm a diesel guy. I love diesel. I don't know, it's in my heritage or something.
Yeah, I do too.
So I then bought a Mercedes-Benz R, the R-Class, which is a 7-passenger, like station wagon, all-wheel drive kind of a thing. And it happened to be with, like within 2 weeks of each other, because I just happened to be looking, I bought that one. Of course, 2011, you know, it's like not a huge amount of money, $10,000-$11,000. Point is, I bought both of these, and she says, nope, and double nope. Not interested, I want to Telluride. She has never had her eye on anything like she's had it on this Telluride, and it's bizarre to me, but there are more car companies out there making wonderful machines, but this one has really bubbled to the top, and the consumers, I'll call my wife a consumer for a minute, the consumers can tell the difference. That's why there's such, you know, a shortage of these things. But I think right now, while we're going through this here in April with, you know, in the midst of our coronavirus shutdown, might be a good time to buy one. That's what I'm looking. I'm an opportunist a little bit like that. Anyway. All right.
No, it is a good time. And the reason it's a good time is because there's not a lot of people out there, you know, shopping right now.
Right.
So that's one of those things that, like, that's when you want to be out there.
Well, they're holding on to their money and they're being careful right now because we don't know what the future is, which is understandable.
Of course.
Yep.
But there are good deals. And so if, you know, listen, car is one of those things where, yeah, for some people it's a luxury item and you get something expensive. But for other people, it's like, I need this to get to my work. If you live in places like Dallas or Chicago, Los Angeles, Atlanta, these cities, you can't afford to live in the city center. You're going to have a car. And if you know you're going to have an income, you might as well start looking now because there's a lot of good deals.
That's right. All right. So you started because I mentioned the Kia Telluride. What's next on the list?
Yeah. So here's something interesting about this year's list. Two Hyundais, the Sonata and the Palisade. So both of those are, we think, worth mentioning. We'll start with the Sonata, an excellent mid-size sedan. It competes with the Camry and the Accord. They did a great job. I say get the turbo version. It's the most fun. Slick-looking car, nice little details, cool tech. You've seen that smart park thing where you can creep the car forward with your key fob. Even if you're standing outside the car, you move it into a parking space.
That is pretty
cool. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Hyundai Palisade, that's a full-size SUV, or a mid-size SUV that's three-row, similar to the Kia Telluride.
Yep.
We also put the Lincoln Aviator on there, which I was really blown away by. In fact, this year, the Lincoln Aviator is the only luxury car on our list. It's that good.
Well, here's the thing, and I agree, and I would love to have one. The only problem for me is, at the end of the day, those things are $60,000 to $75,000. So it's like it kind of wipes it out. Where do you get to a Kia Telluride for $35,000? You know,
that's true. Now you get features and that kind of stuff on Lincoln. You don't get, you know, on
Kia.
Right.
Well, again, you're paying for them all. All right, hang tight. We're going to come back and go to the rest of it.
You totally are.
12 best new cars, and I say / vehicles. For 2020, we're talking with Brian Moody. These stories are all available at autotrader.com. I'm Alan Taylor. Oh, man, this song just makes me feel very loving. Can't you feel it? Yeah, I know. I'm getting ready to drop a tear, guys. I'll take a break. Be right back.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
I have been using AutoTrader for, I believe, about as long as they've been around. I used to buy the Centerfold when it was a print publication, and now we have moved on into the 21st century where everything is digital. You can find whatever you want at your fingertips. Matter of fact, you can speak it into your phone if you've got one of those smartphone things. Brian Moody is here. He's the executive editor from AutoTrader. Love AutoTrader. Love Kelley Blue Book. I'm amazed that I get to work with both Kelley Blue Book and AutoTrader, both owned by the same parent company. And it's just funny because I grew up with, you know, I used to tell people I didn't have the little round wear spot on the back of my blue jeans. I had a little square one, and no, it wasn't a pack of cigarettes. You know what I'm talking about, the skull can in the back pocket. I had a Kelley Blue Book in my back pocket. You know what I mean? So it's funny.
Where did you grow up that they had skull rings in the back pocket?
I won't say. But yes, it was a big deal when I was growing up. Anyway, 12 best new cars for 2020 at autotrader.com. You can find all this. Anyway, continue on with wherever you left off.
Yeah, so I said that they're published in alphabetical order, but I've been jumping around. So let me get back to a couple that I think are noteworthy. We talked about the Lincoln Aviator. Another Ford product is the Ford Expedition. So that's the big, full-size, three-row Ford SUV. It really is great. Like, they did a great job with that.
Yeah, it looks good, too, for 2020,
full-size.
They've also given it some beautiful, a few cosmetic changes. I see them now and go, wow, that looks good.
Yeah, they're good looking.
Yep.
Now, we're hoping that the Tahoe and Suburban are going to give that a run for its money next year when the 2021s come out. But for 2020, Ford Expedition. We also like the Honda CR-V Hybrid and actually think that the hybrid version is the best version of this car. It gives it a little bit of a kick. It gets great fuel economy, and inside it feels like it's kind of engineered to a higher standard than other small compact SUVs. Mm. We also have the Jeep Gladiator, of course. I mean, it's just iconic. You look at it, you think, this is a truck that everybody has wanted. So why wouldn't they build it?
Right.
Also, the Toyota Highlander is an excellent midsize SUV. And it's not so much because of the way that it looks or any of those things. It's good in those senses. But the thing that really impressed us most with the 2020 Highlander is the way it drives. It really does feel like they spent a lot of engineering time and dollars on getting the ride and handling just right. And so that's why we put it on our list. And I'll leave with this, because it's going to be controversial. I put the Corvette on the list.
Ooh.
Best cars for 2020, I put the Corvette. I just think it's that good. And you can say what you want about OK Boomer and Corvettes, and you know, people from a certain generation want to bring back leaded paint, for crying out loud. But this Corvette is good. And I think regardless, you have to acknowledge it. And then on the cheaper side, the Nissan Sentra. A good, affordable car. If you're looking for a new car that is affordable and has, like, a, you know, sort of a plush interior with all the expected tech, the Nissan Sentra. So here we have opposites, right? The Sentra and the Corvette couldn't be more opposite. But both really great cars, and that's what we wanted to have, was a diverse list that would appeal to shoppers in a broad spectrum of income levels.
Well, I will say, too, I got to show the 2020 Toyota Highlander on ABC last year, and I was looking at it going, wow, they have really upped the game on the Highlander. I mean, massively. It's an all-new vehicle, and the same with the Corvette. You don't have not only an all-new vehicle, they could have called that thing something else. I mean, it went from being front engine to mid-engine. I mean, completely, all I can say is I agree with your list. These are all fantastic, wonderful vehicles. Not one single one of them has anything other than just goodness built right into it.
And don't you think with the Corvette that they kind of had to do something like mid-engine? They kind of had to do something radical, because if they didn't do that, well, then you basically have a Camaro ZL1. I mean, they really had to take it to the next level.
Well, I think it was time for it. You know, I mean, it just really was. It was time for it for many reasons. And I'm actually kind of happy that they took the massive step to change this vehicle. You know, because a lot of times, you know, the heritage and culture and all that. And, no, we're a front engine, you know, anyway. Brian Moody, thank you for the information you've given us today. It's all very helpful. Brian is the executive editor at AutoTrader, autotrader.com. Again, we started out with, what if I can't make my payment on my car? You can find these things, by the way. All the information today that Brian's talked about at autotrader.com. Tons of financing deals.
Yep, right there on the homepage.
There you go. 12 best new vehicles, cars, and crossovers for 2020. Brian, thank you, sir.
All right. Yep. Later, right. Alan.
Be safe. Don't buy any seeds if you're in Michigan anyway. That's another story. All right, we'll take a break. It is. It's The Drive.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Auto News. Exclusive interviews. Real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Well, I have a very, very, very special guest. For those of you who have been listening to my show, I've been doing this show for, oh my gosh, almost, well, over 25 years now. And for a number of years, I think probably 8 years or more, I did the show from the Peterson Automotive Museum. At the time I was doing the show, the director of the museum was a guy named Dick Messer, and I've got him on the show today. Director Emeritus of the Peterson Automotive Museum, my friend, and I say that sincerely, Dick, my good friend Dick Messer. Welcome to the show. Welcome back, old buddy.
Well, likewise, Alan. It's great to be here. It's like old times.
I'm telling you. We talk about you often, and people ask about you often, so here you are.
It was interesting. I think I mentioned to you earlier that I do run into people to listen to that show. We used to do it from the Peterson Museum.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's really satisfying to know that they remembered.
Yeah. Well,
and we had a good time. We had a good time doing it. We had a good time doing it as the people listening to the show did listening to the show.
Well, I got to tell you,
it was a lot of fun.
It really was a lot of fun. And we were sending pictures back and forth the other day from the Dick Messer cam, and if you take your middle name out there, it almost doesn't sound like it should be, you know, what we should call it, but the Dick cam, the Dick Messer cam, and we had so many great pictures over your shoulder of our studios from Scott Colleen that I can't even tell you. I mean, and it brought back so many memories of the Peterson Automotive Museum. And then we went to Galpin and we did it there for years. But it's just great to have you back. And then recently a guy says to me, hey, can you please bring back Dick Messer? I really miss him. I want to hear from him. So just go, okay, I will. Anyway, and BJ says hello, and Josh says hello, and I wish I could hook us all up together, but everybody is in quarantine right now, so we can hook up through the digital world, but everybody's so busy trying to figure out how to keep themselves alive. But I wanted to ask you, you're involved with the Amelia Island Concours, which happened the first week of March. And I'm thinking that must have been the last big car event that happened anywhere in the nation and maybe even in the world.
Well, it was, but it wasn't intended to be that way in any way, shape, or form. The Players' Championship, which is played at Sawgrass Country Club there in Ponte Vedra, where I live, came to us, the Mid-Island Concours, and said, we'd like to move our championship into your date that you normally have the concours. Our concours was scheduled originally for March 14th, Sunday, March 14th.
Right.
And we had a board meeting, and I'm on the board, and we talked about it. And we said, well, it's a major inconvenience, but they're a lot bigger than we are, and we're working with them anyway in a lot of different ways. So the TPC, we said to them, all right, you can have our March 14th date. We'll move to March 5th. And it took some doing, and there was a little bit of an expense involved, but we went ahead and did it. And talk about better lucky than smart. If you look at your calendar, March 5th was the day, the Sunday, just before the coronavirus hit big time. And we had the Concours. It did affect a little bit of the attendance, mainly from the foreigners, the people coming in from Japan and Europe. They didn't fly in because you couldn't fly in. They started canceling flights around that time. And we had the Concours. It was successful. It did well. We packed up our bags from the Ritz-Carlton Hotel there in Amelia Island, came on back and brought our stuff to the headquarters in Ponte Vedra and had the thing done. You talk about being lucky than smart. We weren't inclined to move. We were inclined to stay on the March 14th date. Well, March 5th was the end of the world, so to speak.
Right.
In that we had the Concours. It was done, over with, and gone. And the next day, all hell broke loose, big time.
Literally all hell broke loose.
They canceled the TPC, which was much bigger than we are, one of the major golf tournaments of the year.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen, and neither did anything else. Now people are trying to figure out on a daily basis what the hell they're going to do.
Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get more of Dick Messer into my life, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm playing that song right now, by the way. Don't go anywhere. Let me take a break. Car people are sometimes just blessed in that way, and this time we were. And you know what? Hopefully the Pebble Beach Concours will happen in August, and some of the other fun events, hot August nights. Hopefully we can get back to, you know, the normal life the way we know it. You're listening to The Drive. Special guest today, Dick Messer, classic car expert, director emeritus of the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles. I'm Alan Taylor. We'll be right back.
Don't miss the latest auto news, videos, and real world reviews. Find us online at TheDriveWithAlanTaylor.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
I sure do, because my buddy Dick Messer's on the phone. He is the classic car expert. I don't know anybody that knows more about classic cars and what's going on in the classic car world than Dick Messer, director emeritus of the Peterson Automotive Museum, now living in Florida in Ponte Vedra. I've been to his beautiful home. He's quarantined to perhaps one of the most gorgeous places on the beach. You lucky, lucky, fortunate, God-loving man. Thank you.
So quarantined on the beach in Northeast Florida,
right?
And where the weather is gorgeous today and all that.
That's
Whoever
awesome.
Knew?
That's awesome. So I mentioned something about Pebble Beach. What are the chances that won't happen, Dick? What do you think?
I think they're very good that it won't happen.
Really?
There's a lot of extenuating circumstances. But people, not only do the event, people want to have the event, but do people really want to go? Are people motivated to mix and mingle among crowds of people that are going to be there? You know, this coronavirus thing is really a weird deal. I mean, you could have it, Alan. You could have it. I could have it.
I don't think I have it, though. Sorry, I'm joking.
Yes. No. You could have.
I know, right?
You wouldn't even know it.
I know.
You wouldn't even know it.
That's right.
I mean, it does affect, and then other people, it affects very, very severely. So it's kind of a weird deal. And the economics of the thing are horrendous. When you talk about the hotel business, which I was in for a number of years,
yeah.
I don't know what those people are doing. They're laying off their people. You still got a mortgage. You got a building you got to pay for. But nobody's staying in your rooms.
Right.
And it's crazy. And how long is it going to take for people to get motivated to get out and mix and mingle again?
I know.
You know, with other people. You know, you go to the airport, you stand in line with TSA and all that.
Right.
It's going to be a tough deal. I got my Octane magazine, and I mentioned earlier, in the mail today, which is a British publication. It's a beautiful magazine and very well done, with hundreds of activities in the magazine, and how many of those are really going to come off and actually happen. And that's just actually Europe and England are affected by that. But you take it worldwide. You take it to Japan. You take it to different other places where stuff goes on. The Mideast, Dubai, and places like that are getting involved. They have a Formula One race there. Now, are these things going to happen? If they're not going to happen, are these people still going to be in business when the date comes around to do the what needs to be done, to have the event?
Yeah.
I'd be very interested in knowing how many people that are listening to us today are motivated to go to an event with a bunch of other people right now.
You know what? I said to some friends, I think the RV industry this year in America is going to be off the hook. People are going to do staycations, staying in the country, going to look at, you know, some of the sites and the beaches and the mountains, and, you know, they're all closed right this moment. But from what I've heard, that on April 26th or 7th, I think they're going to start allowing businesses to open on a limited basis in certain areas.
Right.
And we're starting to open slowly back up. But I work with Drive Tribe, and you guys can see a lot of the videos that I've done on drivetribe.com. You can go to their website or their Facebook page, which is like 4.5 million people there. And this is a London-based thing. You know, Jeremy Clarkson and his buddies from Top Gear started Drive Tribe. And they said that their traffic has doubled plus, because people are stuck at home. They still want that car content. And you know who's really has perfect timing is Bo Bachman, our friend from Galpin, where we did Galpin Autosports. We did our show there. He has his brand new show called Drive. And it is a good show on Discovery Channel. Perfect timing for the hungry-minded car guys, you know?
Is it like the show he used to do? What was that show called?
No, that was, I think, Pimp My Ride, right? This is a brand new show showing what they do at Galpin Autosports. And that team is amazing, absolutely amazing. And I think everybody should go. You can go on Discovery Go, on the app Discovery Go, and you can watch the new show called Drive. Or no, it's called Driven. I think it's called Driven. Anyway, but I
you own the Drive. You own the Drive title, right?
Yeah, I have the Drive, and then there's also thedrive.com, which I started with Time Inc., and it's been sold, and you know, there's so many different variations. Of course, there's Drive Tribe, there's Driven. His show is called Driven, as a matter of fact, now that I think more about it. Let me take another break, and then we'll come back and talk to you some more about what is going on in the future of cardom, I guess. I don't know if that's a real word or not. I just tried to make one up. But anyway, talking with Dick Messer, he's back on the show. We're going to have you back on more often, brother. This is The Drive. Don't go anywhere. Our show brought to you in part by Brembo, the choice of champions. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Our show brought to you in part by Drive Tribe. Make sure you go check out my tribe. I got a lot of great videos on Drive Tribe. You can start your own tribe. DriveTribe.com or go to Facebook and find Drive Tribe. And if you're listening internationally, they have Drive Tribe London, Drive Tribe France, Drive Tribe Australia. It's pretty darn cool. Dick Mester joining us right now, co-host for many years of this show. And when he moved to Florida and BJ moved to Arizona and Josh stayed put and I went back up to Oregon, we all just disbanded, but we kept doing the show kind of separately. But here we are again. Thanks for being on with us, Dick.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I've also kept my home in California, so I'm kind of bi-coastal.
Yeah.
I spend about 75% of my time in Florida and about 25% of my time in California.
I grew up in Ventura, California, on the beach, and we still have the house there. And I love going down there, but I happen to feel very comfortable in the mountains of Oregon in the last, it's been 40 years since I came up here. I was 20 when I came up to Oregon, and I've been here now twice as long as I've been alive. Anyway, I wanted to ask you about what do you think is going to happen? We were talking about Pebble Beach and some of these extreme high-dollar, some of them are considered priceless cars that we would see on the lawn there at Pebble Beach. It's like those cars, what do you think is going to happen to the value of those cars? I mean, that's kind of what I'm wondering is like all of a sudden if we don't have Pebble Beach, what happens?
Well, you've got a lot of different auction companies have kind of taken over Pebble Beach as a place to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
And what was happening, Alan, was before this pandemic hit, the value of the middle-of-the-road cars and some of the upper-end classic cars was falling.
And I know.
Was falling away. Things were not liquidating like they used to. The cars that were selling in the 1950s and 60s and 70s have really taken a hit, auction-wise. And now you can imagine, does somebody want to step up and buy their 57 Corvette or their Mercedes or whatever at an auction when they say, well, I can hang on to my money and find out what's going to go on further down the line? So the market has gone to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
It really has. It's not a time to be selling anything because you won't be able to sell. Bring a Trailer, which is one of the hot auction sites now, is still selling stuff, but you can get a feel for the fact that the market is weakening pretty severely.
You know, talk about Bring a Trailer. It's bringatrailer.com. It isn't cars that you need to bring a trailer for anymore. As a matter of fact, we tried to advertise a 1974 BMW 2002, original paint job, really nice clean little car. And it was, you know, a car that we would like to sell for, you know, somewhere between $7,000 and $10,000, depending on,
right,
you know, because they're kind of a collectible piece. And this is an original paint job. They turned it down. They said, nope, this car doesn't fit the criteria. I was like, what? Why would you turn down, you know, anything? I don't know. But they have a certain criteria now.
They have a criteria and they screen you very closely. I've never sold anything on the Bring a Trailer because I'm afraid they wouldn't accept anything and I'd have for sale.
Oh, yeah.
They've got some really strict. They have some really strict rules and stuff, and you got to do a proposal. You got to have pictures. You got to have a dossier for the car. You got to have all kinds of things before you can even get it on their website.
Isn't that
so
funny?
It's just quite an ordeal. But the point is that the market itself is falling fast. It's going to be a buyer's market no matter what, in everything, not just classic cars,
right,
but in real estate and just about anything you can imagine. It's going to be a buyer's market now, I think, for the next 3 or 4 years.
Well,
people who have cash to spend are going to be very discriminate and, you know, step up where the bargains are going to be. And we have no idea from this day right now, our talking, till the next 3 or 4 months, what exactly is going to go on.
I know. And it's interesting to think about, you know, cash is king right now. But financing, we were talking in the first hour with Brian Moody from AutoTrader.com. there are so many good financing options, 0% interest for 84 months with no payments at all for the first 4 or 6 months. General Motors and, you know, Volkswagen, doesn't matter who it is. Man, they've got to move those cars, you know?
Well, yeah, but you might be buying into a falling market. So you pay 10 grand for a car or 20 grand for a car, and pretty soon it's 20 grand car is worth 15 or 10 grand. You know, who's going to step up?
Right.
You know, this is going to be a real interesting 3 or 4 months we're going to go through right now, Alan, with everybody trying to figure what's going to go on. And the guy you got to stay away from is the guy that thinks he knows what's going to happen, because I don't think anybody knows exactly what's going to happen.
Boy, now right there is the best piece of advice I've heard in a long time. It's really a good time to watch, to be calm, don't flip out. Don't listen to the Chicken Little saying the sky is falling, and don't listen to the other guy on the other side. You know, just stay calm, be right in the middle, and just watch for a few minutes. And it is a good time, because you'll be in that calmness, you'll be able to see what to do. Don't you think, Dick?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right.
I think the main thing that's affected us now is there's a quarantine thing where you got to stay home and you can't do much. And if you go out, you can't do much. And people are getting a little stir crazy.
Yeah.
And that's not a good situation.
Yeah, no, that's true. Well, hey, it has been great talking to you. We're going to have you on more often, and we need the great seeing eye of Dick Messer from his perch up high in Punta Verde, Florida. It's been good talking to you, Dick.
Thank you, Alan. Nice talking to you. Thank you very much.
I'm going to send this to the guy that said, please bring back Dick Messer. We'll do this more often. All right, I'm Alan Taylor. Thank you. We'll be right back with more here on The Drive. And don't forget, check out our website, thedrivewithalantaylor.com. Go give our Facebook page a thumbs up. We'll be right back with more. Scotty Reese coming up next. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
There are so many good deals on the market right now. Oh my gosh. As I'm flipping during the commercial break, I'm looking through, what's it called? Facebook. Oh, that's what it's called. That's right. Looking through Facebook, and all these ads are being flipped up there through, you know, Jeep, and, you know, no payments for a long time. And of course, Dodge has had the Power Dollars deals going on for a long time. And everybody's got some amazing deal. It's just fun stuff. Anyway, welcome back. It is The Drive. Our next guest up is Scotty Reese. She is the founder of A Girl's Guide to Cars. Add.com on that. A Girl's Guide to Cars.com. All one long word, and you have got Scotty Reese. Hi, Scotty.
Hi, Alan.
How have you been during this COVID-19 Wuhan virus, whatever you want to call it, lockdown?
I have been typing furiously, catching up on all the stories I'm behind on.
Well,
so it's been a little bit of a double-edged sword here. I've had a chance to get a lot of work done and can't wait to get back out on the road, but it looks like it'll be a few more weeks.
So it's funny. Today's show, let's see, we started out with Josh in Hollywood, our Hollywood insider. Then we went to Brian Moody from Auto Trader. I think he's near Atlanta, Georgia. Then we went to Florida, near Jacksonville, Florida. And now I think you're in Austin, Texas, right?
I am in Austin, Texas.
Nice.
Awesome Austin, Texas.
So literally we're getting a flavor of the whole country from the automotive point of view, you might say. How are the cars flowing out there? I haven't had a test car because there's like a lockdown on test cars here on the West Coast quite a bit. I haven't had one for a couple of months, so I'm having to like drive my own cars, which is fun.
I know. If you drive cars for a living, you have to have one that you go back to after each test drive that you just love. It's so important to love your car.
Yeah, I agree.
And they have been keeping us, you know, knee deep in test cars since this started. And, you know, it's Texas, so no one here likes to be told what to do. And
so, well, that's why you move there. I get it.
Well, you know, it's a benefit. It's definitely a benefit.
Yeah.
And so the automotive companies, they're going with local regulations, and our government has been very vocal about go out to the parks, go out and get some exercise, do not stay indoors.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they don't. Yeah, so, I mean, they want us to social distance. They want us to be responsible, 6 feet apart. Don't trail other people on a running trail and that kind of thing. No congregation. If you are in a park, there definitely are police patrolling to make sure there's no big groups, no parties and things like that.
Right.
But can you get out and drive? Absolutely. And so we've been getting press cars, and so it's been great. I feel personally that we as journalists have an obligation to continue the content flow. Traffic on my site is really strong, and I hear that across the board. People are shopping for cars. They're looking at the content. They're thinking about when this is over and I can buy a car, what am I going to buy? So I think that the industry will rebound nicely. It has other places. It certainly did in China. And people are definitely doing their homework. So our obligation is to keep that content flowing. So I'm glad that we're doing that and keeping people,
you know,
doing our part to keep people working as they can.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking, we've done this show together, you and I, for a while now, and you used to be in Connecticut. You got out of New York and Connecticut just in time, lady. Oh, my gosh. You'd be in complete lockdown right now.
You know, there's part of me that my heart breaks every time I turn on the news and I see what's going on in New York, because New York really is, even though I lived in Connecticut, I basically lived in, you know, right outside New York City. I was in the suburbs, and, you know, 45-minute train ride to Grand Central Station, and I was in New York every week and lived there for a long time. So it really, as a New Yorker, it breaks my heart to see what's going on. I'm glad things are getting better. Glad not to be on what is truly lockdown there. And people are told, like, literally not to leave the house, I mean, your yard, and that's it. And that is a tough, it's like, you know, a snowstorm, a blizzard that lasts for 8 or 10 weeks. It's just unimaginable. So I'm glad to, you know, be here where I can walk outside and it's warm and sunny and not cold and snowy.
Well, but here's the deal. If you were in a blizzard, you at least look outside and go, I don't want to go out in that. But right now it's springtime. And, you know, even in New York, you have certain days you look outside and it's beautiful outside, you know, and what's going on.
This is a nice time of year.
Right.
And people people get cabin fever in the winter.
Right.
By April, they need to go outside. And think about it. Typically, have 2 weeks of spring break, one in February and one in April, where people travel, because the winters, it gets dark so early and it gets light so late in the morning. And you're just kind of head down and focused on work and school and everything from January till May. And so they give you a couple of weeks of spring break and people travel. And this year, people were not able to do that. So I think it's doubly tough on people in the Northeast, and my heart goes out to them. It's not only all the people who are ill and suffering and losing loved ones, but all the people who are having to shelter in place. It's definitely a tough time.
I love this. I always ask everybody to give me a couple of things they want to talk about. And Scotty Reese joining us here, and she sends me, the car is the new waiting room. That's too funny, right? Talk about that for a sec.
Interestingly, we were having a conversation with some of our writers, and one of our writers on Long Island, New York, just had a baby in February. And she said, in our conversation, she said she took her baby to the doctor's appointment, and they said, probably like a month ago, and they said, you cannot come in to the office until we call you, so you have to wait in your car. And she had not heard this before.
Oh,
and so we started talking about this. And sure enough, all these other people in our group, and this is our writers and some of the other sort of extended women that we work with, said the same thing. They've been hearing the same thing. Wait in your car for a doctor's visit, a dentist visit, things like that. People, they're now doing curbside pickups for restaurants and for packages and for groceries. And you might have heard this, and I think I mentioned this a minute ago, automotive sales bounced back in China when all the stay-at-home orders were lifted.
Oh.
And one of the reasons is because people now are looking at their car as their cocoon.
Mm.
So it's their waiting room. It is a safe space. Mm-hmm. It is where things are clean. It is where they have sanitized it themselves. And they don't want to get on mass transit. They don't want to get in an Uber or a Lyft.
Right.
They want their own car.
All right. Hold tight. We're going to do this. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to sanitize your car safely. Scotty Reese joining us. And you know what? Lincoln, with their slogan that Lincoln is a sanctuary inside its car, couldn't be better for them, right? We'll take a little break.
Right.
We're talking with Scotty Reese, a girl's guide to cars.com. This is The Drive. Don't go anywhere. Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX. Part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Welcome back to The Drive. Now here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Don't forget, we're now part of Drive Tribe. Download the app. Join the tribe. Just do a search for Alan Taylor. I'm wearing a red race suit. You see my face looking up, laughing at something. Because the guy next to me told me he was going to beat me in the race I was about to take on the racetrack. DriveTribe.com on the web. And we're being joined right now by Scotty Reese, my friend, my pal in Austin, Texas. A transplant from Connecticut in the nick of time. I was born in Texas, by the way. So we were talking before we got cut off there by a commercial about the car being the sanctuary. And, you know, so you can kind of make your own car being a sanctuary. But one thing you know when you go to a sanctuary is they're clean. So let's talk about how to properly sanitize a car and safely, because you don't want to just go out there with bleach. Do you know that we couldn't even find bleach at the store? That's how everybody was bleaching everything. I think Scotty Reese has some good advice here on how to safely sanitize your car. Go for it, Scotty.
Yeah, well, you don't want to bleach the interior of your car. First of all, that's not really healthy for anybody who might be in there and touching things. But what you want to do is you want to keep alcohol in the car. And there's several things you can do. You can buy alcohol wipes or wipes that have alcohol in it. I just get a little spray bottle and I fill it with alcohol and I keep it in the glove compartment or the center console. And I just spray my hands and then I touch all the surfaces that I touch. If you have a wipe, use a wipe like a glove, you know, put it on your hand and make sure you're getting all of the door handle and all the way around the steering wheel and all of the parts of the shifter that you touch, not just the top, and all of the buttons that you touch, not just the top of it or just the face of it.
Right.
If you use a touch screen, you definitely want to keep that one clean because your fingers are on there a lot. Another way to keep your car clean is to plug in your phone, Apple CarPlay, or whatever you're using, and just use that and use the voice commands. Try not to touch the touch screen.
Right.
After someone has been in your car, make sure that you're wiping everything down. Clean your cabin filter. Change your cabin filter frequently, probably more frequently now than you might regularly. That'll help to keep not only pollen and other things that fly around, but you know, it will filter that air in the cabin. So
you know what's funny? I don't think people know that there's a cabin air filter in their car. You go to your dealer and ask them about it. They can do it for you.
Yeah. You know what? You can do that, and they will charge you about $70. You can go to any of the oil change places, and they'll probably charge you about $50. You can go to an auto parts store and buy a filter for $20. And find a YouTube video that will show you how to change it just by the name of the model and the year. And if you can change a light bulb, you can do this. I've done it, and I am not an engineer. I'm not a mechanic, but I'm very thrifty, and I don't want to pay $70 for a cabin filter, so I do it myself. Generally, it's behind the glove box is where that filter resides. So that's something that you should consider changing more frequently.
Yeah.
Keep a trash bag in your car and don't leave garbage in your car because that, you know, is just, first of all, it's just gross. But that's something that you should do. And then it's easier to keep the surfaces clean if you know that there's, you know, no spilled coffee and things like that. So, you know, keeping your car clean.
Well, it's good. And, you know, I used to joke around about my wife's car when, you know, we had four kids, and of course there was four friends with the four kids anywhere we went. So the cars, they really got bad. At a certain point, I made a joke that the only way to clean my wife's car is to purify it with fire. But the insurance company didn't like that joke, actually. Anyway.
I personally believe that a lot of families trade in their car or sell their, you know, get a new car every 3 years. Because of what their children have done to it. And they just can't take the smell anymore.
You know, honestly, I bought a Mercedes, an R-Class, which is a 7-passenger kind of a station wagon SUV, all-wheel drive, Blue Tech diesel. Love it. But it was a family. They had 5 kids. And I'm telling you, I took it to the detail shop and I said, you got to get this smell out of there. It's a combination of Cheerios, banana, apple, spilled slushy, coffee spilled, and some vomit mixed in with that that's been baked in the sun. We had to remove the seats from the car, and he shampooed the rugs left and right, left it outside with all the doors open to be drying for a whole day. And you know what? After we put the whole car back together, the first sunny day, that stench was back. And I know they're saying, put an ozone machine in there. I'm like, I don't think you can get out of there. Purification with fire is the only way. All right, let me take another break. We're going to come back, talk with you. You can find out more about Scotty Reese at A Girl's Guide to Cars. And it's all one word, agirlsguidetocars.com. She's the founder, and lots of good information there. Whew, yeah, I got to tell you, sometimes you have to change the whole carpet out. But anyway, we're going to come back and talk about the World Car of the Year Award winners. They were announced just last week. You're listening to The Drive.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
Our show brought to you in part by the brand new Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Well, at least if it's legal to go there anyway, as we are in lockdown right now because of the COVID-19 Wuhan coronavirus pandemic. Founder of A Girl's Guide to Cars, Scotty Reese, joining us. Again, agirlsguidetocars.com on the web. Scotty, let's talk about now the World Car of the Year Award winners were released. And what does all that mean? World Car of the Year.
The World Car Awards, that is the leading global recognition for excellence in automotive. The awards are voted on by 86 journalists from around the world. They represent literally every country around the world. Huh. each one of these journalists spends the year driving a lot of different cars. They come together at a couple of different events and drive a number of different cars. And then they vote on them. And there are three rounds of voting, actually. There's a long list, a short list, a finalist, and then the final, which is what we announced last week. And cars to be considered have to meet certain criteria. There's five different categories, so they have to meet the criteria for that category. And then they all have to be available for sale on at least two continents. So if they're just North America or just Europe, that's not a contender.
So the what you're saying is the Schnitzelbahn Hoffenpfeffer is not a car that's available.
Yep. If it's only available in Alan Taylor's driveway, right. It cannot be considered.
The Rolls Canardly. So give us, we've got about 3 minutes. Give us, skip a rock.
So the big news this year was that the finalists for World Car of the Year, the main award, were two Mazdas and a Kia.
Wow.
And this has never happened before. Typically, it's Audis or Jaguar, more luxury cars. This year, for the first time, it's been three really value-based cars. The Mazda 3, which you might remember was redesigned with that really luxury hatchback.
Right.
The Mazda CX-30, which is Mazda's next to smallest SUV
Perfect
for driving families in any country, any city around the world. And the Kia Telluride.
I knew it.
Size and
so
not
funny.
What I would think of as something I would want to drive around the streets of like Rome or Jakarta or someplace like that. But the Kia Telluride actually took away the top prize.
Wow.
And it was a banner year for Kia because not only did the Telluride win the top prize, it won the hearts of more of these journalists than any other car. But Kia also won Urban Car of the Year for the Soul EV. It was up against the VW T-Cross, which is a European car, not available in this market, but it's really a smaller version of the Tiguan. And against the Mini SE, which is Mini Cooper's all-electric, and the Soul EV won there. The other big news was that Porsche Taycan won two awards. It won the World Luxury Car and the World Performance Car, because on both fronts, performance and luxury, even though it's Porsche's first electric car, it's all Porsche all the way through and through. Everyone was blown away by that.
Mm.
And then the last one that won an award was the Mazda 3, which won for Design of the Year.
Yeah.
World Car Design of the Year was the Mazda 3. So I heard you drooling over the Mazda 3 hatchback. Well, there you go. The jurors agreed.
Well, that'll be easier to find, let me tell you, than the Telluride that I've been trying to buy. I even got a letter from Kia because we were working with Kia at the time. They were trying to help us get a good deal on one, or at least get one, and we couldn't even get a good deal, not even get one, and we're willing to pay extra and can't get one. It's like they're selling every one they can get. It was like, oh, my gosh.
They
all right.
Are. And what I personally hope is that this award will help Kia to ramp up production and sell that car in more countries. I think in places where you need a three-row, seven-passenger, all-wheel drive SUV, it's such a great option because it's priced so much lower than the other options in those markets.
Right.
Even if you do have a Highlander or Pilot, the Telluride can be $10,000 less. So,
well,
or even less.
Love it.
Even bigger savings.
Congratulations to Kia. Scotty Reese, you're the best. Is this information at agirlsguidetocars.com?
Every bit of it.
All right. You guys heard it. agirlsguidetocars.com. agirlsguidetocars.com. Scotty Reese. Thank you, Scotty.
Thank you, Alan.
Be safe out there. I'm Alan Taylor. That's about it for this week. Hope you guys had fun. We jumped all over the country. I had breakfast on the show. I think that's a first. All right. I'm going to go outside and enjoy the sunshine. If I get arrested, well, that'll be fun, too. See you next week.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance, plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.